This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The Patriots just won the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 49 will go down as one of the greats. The Patriots won 28-24 with an incredible finish.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 2nd, 2015. It is Monday, February 2nd, 2015. It is Monday, because it's Groundhog Day.
Okay. That was nice. That was nice.
Okay. A deadly storm. Good news, bad news for the Northeast. They won the Super Bowl, but now the deadly storm that buried the Midwest is now marching east. Millions wake up today to sleet and blizzard conditions in the Northeast. A second round of winter weather pounding in a week, and the storm buried the Midwest in snow and put more than 9 million people in the Chicagoland area under a blizzard warning on Sunday. Flights canceled, schools closed, traffic snarled, and as it moves east, metropolitan areas such as New York City and Boston will be coated in ice. A lot of school districts, as I said, and a lot of people still without power today. The president and his aides will outline a plan today to spend trillions of dollars in taxpayers' money, and no one expects Congress to pass it. Sunday, the White House said the budget will include a six-year, $478 billion program to build and upgrade roads, bridges, and other transit systems to be financed by a one-time 14% tax on overseas profits. The president will also call for closing loopholes that allow U.S. companies to shift profits to tax havens and avoid paying tax on them for years or forever by requiring them to pay a 19% U.S. tax on all of their foreign earnings as they earn them. They are saying that it's going to take a miracle for Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, to come out of this medical crisis. She is on a ventilator and in intensive care after she was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub full of water, according to a source close to the family. She was placed in a medically induced coma, and the status of her brain function not known until the sedatives are reduced, and they say it is going to be a waiting game. Bobby Christina was not breathing when a man identified as her husband found her Saturday morning inside the townhouse in the suburb of Roswell, Georgia. He called 911, performed CPR until public safety officers arrived and took over. A spokeswoman said when she was found, she was unresponsive, meaning not breathing and no heartbeat.
Drugs?
Well, that is speculative at this point. Nobody's talking about everybody's wondering what led to this. And the irony is not lost on anyone as to 3 years ago, this month, her mother found in the same condition. Subsequently, obviously, Whitney died.
You think suicide, and maybe she wanted to die like her mom?
Well, there's a lot of that talk, too.
A lot of that, huh?
A lot of consideration because they say that all of her social media is being scanned and scrutinized because they think that she was in a deep depression since her mother's death and was.
And she'd probably been bombarded about the special and asked a lot of
questions. And this
was
a week after the movie, and people are a week or two after the movie, and people are talking about that. And so,
when's the anniversary of Whitney's death?
Is it the 11th? But it's 3 years this month. It was right that Grammy weekend, and I want to say it was right
coming. And we're coming up on Grammy.
Yeah, Grammy
time.
Definitely. But it's like within the next couple of weeks.
But this is all speculative. No one is saying anything about why it happened.
And especially people who know. I mean, obviously, her family is caught up in.
Is so sad.
Caring for her. Her father is at her bedside, other family members. One of the stories I read was that he was trying to get to her, and Tyler heard about Bobby Christina, and Tyler Perry gave Bobby a lift from the West Coast to Atlanta. He was on his way to do some business, and so he got him there as quickly as possible to be at her bedside. But the medically induced coma that they had for her is because of the swelling of the brain.
That's
and now
good.
They're saying that, you know, the function of the brain is very limited.
God, man.
It's just tragic.
Family.
She's 21 years old.
All of them, right? You're right.
And your life just in a heartbeat.
Okay.
And good news for people who are big fans of the Hall of Fame. They did announce the Pro Football Hall of Fame class. It announced on Saturday. That's Junior Seau, the late Junior Seau, mm-hmm. Jerome Bettis, the bus, Charles Haley, Tim Brown, Will Shields, and Ron Wolf, and Bill Polian, and Mick Tinglehoff. Those all are your headlines.
Sybil, is there a Jinx Hall of Fame? Like the greatest,
I think we know.
Greatest Jinx of all time.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.